I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago,
Oh my
and
God,
I
how'd it
got
go?
complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented, and I was like, well, they're Spawn number one, but two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name. But
This
if you
ain't
love this album, you're
Texas.
gonna this ain't Texas. You're gonna want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience, it's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You or Jayla? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They want to know.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber. You almost said my name, didn't you?
No, I forgot that I had to say something because I'm distracted by this video of Chet Hayes singing Old Town.
I know. I posted it to our Instagram. Finally. His mother's
it.
A country singer now, so he's gonna be like, oh, I'm like yee yee. I'm like yeehaw, here we go.
Got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached, hat is made it black, and the boots are black to match. Riding on a horse, you know where your course. I've been through the valley, you have been above that porch.
I played it for Josh a couple nights ago. He was like, what is this? What is this song?
Wait, Old Town Road or Chet Hayes singing Old Town Road? Just Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Okay.
I played him the Lil Nas X version, not the Billy Ray Cyrus version.
Yeah, number
I was
one
like,
song
how do
in
you
America.
Know? Oh, you're not listening to your husband's podcast? Oh, I see, because we already covered this a few days ago. Yeah, and I kept saying, number one song in
it's
America.
It's also
number
the
one
number
song
one
in
song in America. Who Weekly covering it? Who cares? It is literally like a cultural phenomenon. Yeah. Unfortunately, Chet Hayes' version is not climbing the charts yet, but I hope so.
The Billy Ray Cyrus version, I got to say, I don't like it as much. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's
I don't
wrong.
Like it, but I like what it represents.
Yeah, that's a good way of
like
putting
I
it.
Like
that's a
like
good
it makes me
it.
Feel warm. Like I think about it conceptually, and I'm like, it makes me feel warm. It's you know, it's like one meme guy to another meme guy. Billy Ray Cyrus understands completely what it's like to be the meme guy. You know,
yeah. It's like getting a hug from Rita Wilson.
Yeah,
makes you feel warm.
It makes you feel warm. It makes you feel warm.
Well, seeing the lyrics written out is the funniest thing in the world. Yeah. I mean, they're funny enough.
Yeah,
sung.
Yeah,
rapped, but riding on my tractor, lean all in my bladder, cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her.
It's good. You know, it's funny. It's like people say, oh, you know, that's not country. That's just like talking about country things. But have you heard country music recently? Because
country music's all like, I'm in my truck,
yeah,
got my jeans
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
It's the same
literally,
thing.
Yes. It's offensive to say that country music is not like that because you haven't heard a modern country song. Like, listen to a Luke Bryan song. Like, listen to, like, a Blake Shelton song. Like, these are songs
they're getting
about
drunk.
Trucks.
They're in their
yeah,
truck.
Yeah.
They're yeah, in their jeans and their boots. And yeah, they come home to their baby who made them stew. You know? Like, that's a country song.
No, it's true.
Riding on a dirt road.
Yeah. I mean,
Bryan, which one? Sam, the hot one. Who's the hot one? Sam Hunt. Doesn't he have a song called Body Like a Back Road?
Yeah, duh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X blends in.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like any like parody that anyone could write is basically the same as modern country music. So
Chet Hayes stands out.
Chet Hayes. Honestly. I think Chet Hayes is going to make a real... I think if he goes fully country, he'll make a real dent.
Let's start by taking comments. This is Who's There. This is our weekly call-in show. You can call 619-WHO-THEM. Leave us questions, calls, comments, concerns. And the first half of the show, we like playing comments about things we got wrong, things we didn't do justice to, and just like commentary people had about the episode. Let's start with this one because we got 1,000 calls about
very
fucking
irresponsible
up Pete Buttigieg. So let's just play this. Let's just play this.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Bobby. First time. No, like long time. You guys are not going to play this because it's irrelevant now and it will be irrelevant in 1 week. But just so you know, you're talking about Pete Buttigieg, whatever. And you said, oh, he blocked something for a crisis pregnancy center. I don't think you guys know what that means. Crisis pregnancy center is like something that like young, naive, pregnant people think is a place that will help them, but it's really a predatory place that's like, don't have an abortion or you're going to hell. So you want crisis pregnancy centers to be blocked. FYI, spreading the knowledge, the more you know. Okay, bye. Good form, Bellaborn.
Can I full disclosure?
Yeah.
Because I hate disclosure misinformation and we so fully got this wrong, I cut it. So like some people heard this and maybe some people didn't hear this, but like I just didn't like that we had gotten something wrong that was like could be spread in a misinformation way. And so I just full disclosure got rid of it.
This is why we don't talk about politics.
Literally.
And this is why when Pete Buttigieg comes on the podcast, we're only talking about Joanne.
He's not coming on the podcast now.
Did you see?
He listened to Joanne. His husband said he listened to Joanne. Yeah.
A hooligan? Was it a hooligan who asked the husband?
I mean, somebody gay like, asked the husband, hey has Chasten heard? Is that his
Chasten,
name?
Chasten. Has Pete heard Joanne? And Chasten was like, duh, or something. Duh.
And then I was like, my vote is cast. Joanne 2020, am I right? Joanne.
Girl, 2020. Where do you think you're voting? Where do you think you're voting?
Voting girls. Grigio.
God, Grigio girls.
Grigio goes.
Still one of the best songs of the century.
God, it's truly. It's a fired up world, all the Pino Grigio girls gather round now. Watch your blues turn gold, all the Pino Grigio girls keep it real cold, because it's a fired up world.
Hello, Who Weekly. I just saw Dakota Johnson in my local Los Angeles Trader Joe's. She was not with Chris Martin, and she was very much not pregnant. So that was all a hoax. She also did not bring her own shopping bags and was using one of those children's shopping carts that they give the kids to play with. She was using one of those. I don't know why. I just thought I would update on the Dakota Johnson pregnant situation. She is not. Good form, Bella
Thorne.
Bye-bye.
Not to, like, continue the lie, but, like, it hasn't been 9 months since that baby shower, right?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
No, I think we're pretty much, like, confident that Dakota Johnson was never pregnant.
She's carrying small.
I mean, what's offensive, the fact that she's not pregnant and we thought she was, or that she was using the child's play cart at the grocery store?
I mean, I'm looking at photos of the Trader Joe's child's carts. They can barely hold a gallon of milk.
Like, what?
Look at this.
I know, but I don't really understand. Because there are, like, the carts that are smaller. Like, if you live in the city, they'll have carts that
are, like... No, she was using one that's literally four children in Trader Joe's.
This picture is so good.
It's these two little boys, and they're pushing around each 1 gallon of milk. 1 gallon of milk, and that's all that can fit in their little carts. 1 gallon of milk. That's it.
So Dakota Johnson is not carrying, but she is carrying a child's cart around Trader Joe's. Another person who has proven to be not pregnant, or at least not, again, I still maybe think that she's pregnant, but I know, my brain is a mess, but like, Miranda Lambert like was at the ACMs not pregnant. But is she pregnant?
Miranda Lambert looked so not pregnant at the ACMs.
But is she
ACAs.
Is she pregnant?
Point is, don't believe us ever.
But is she pregnant?
Ever.
Is she pregnant?
Yes. No, they're both pregnant. They're both pregnant, but don't believe us.
I just am so confused because I feel like I was sure that Dakota was pregnant and now I'm sure Miranda's pregnant, but I don't know. Now I'm like, my pregnancy radar is fully askew.
Hi guys, first time, really long time. I've like never felt the need to call before, but I feel like really passionate about this. So in terms of like the Nougat debacle of 2019, like I just need to say, Lindsay, like even though Nougat is maybe like not the star and it like serves a purpose, like everybody knows who Nougat is. Like Nougat is 1,000% of them. Like, nobody is, like, sitting at home being like, what's a Nougat? Thanks so much.
Thanks, Grande.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much. And then there's this one. And then wait.
Can you have one that agrees with me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Nougat is a total who. But I'm also sorry, Lindsay. Three Musketeers is a them. It's a very themmy candy bar. Hey, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch, a noise that doesn't happen when you eat a Three Musketeers bar. I will take that because I feel like what I saw in terms of what people were saying was it was very split. Nougat who, nougat them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I agree, but I feel like you can't argue with this person's other point, which is that Three Musketeers is absolutely a themy candy bar. It's one of the main ones. It's top tier.
I don't think it's one of the main ones. It's like the one that no one wants.
It's like the 100
grand. Someone brought up Milky Way, which I forgot was also full of nougat.
It doesn't matter if no one wants it.
No one wants it.
I don't want Halsey, but she's a them, you know? No one wants it.
Oh, my earbud fell out. I got too excited.
I'm sorry. Okay, so we've settled that. Nougat is a them.
No!
I'm trying to write history. I'm sorry to rewrite history.
No, we've settled it. Nougat is a who. No, it's split. It's 50-50. It's like Josh Charles.
Oh, God, don't remind me. Okay, here we go. Next call.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. It's Connor. Long time, long time. I'm calling because Richard Madden, the love of my life, is in a Daily Mail article right now. Spotted picking up marijuana cigarettes during LA outing with Sam Smith's ex Brandon Flynn, which led me on a whirlwind investigation of this relationship, because you see pictures of like Richard holding the back of Brandon's neck in a very like sensual manner as they go to buy their marijuana cigarettes. Apparently Richard moved in with Brandon as he's looking for more work in LA. And then what was weird was then Richard was back in London and Brandon came with him. And, surprisingly, Sam Smith just unfollowed Richard Madden on Instagram. So what it's sounding like to me is Ben is back, or at least half back, and I am over the moon and I'm going to devote my entire life to this. So, I may become your special Richard Madden correspondent if you'd like. But in the meanwhile, I thought you might enjoy this. Thanks so much. I'm so lucky to be with you, keeping me from my shadow. Whoa.
Okay, so we have to start. This is Connor's call. Shout out to Connor. Thank you for calling with this really good information. The internet blew up. I mean, I don't know. Gay internet broke? I'm not even sure what corner of the internet it was. Was it even gay internet? It was just like, I don't know. It was part of the internet. Broke over earlier this week because Richard Madden and Brandon Flynn were spotted buying, quote, marijuana cigarettes in Los Angeles. And like sort of being very chummy and like touching each other in a way that, even if it doesn't mean that they're, you know, dating or hooking up or anything, it was just very like sexy, you know, like these two hunky guys walking through Los Angeles, like touching each other. And we're like,
well,
oh, Brandon Flynn.
It also was somebody who we'd just seen in a gay relationship with Sam Smith, who we'd never even really heard of before. Mm-hmm. Now with a new hunk, I think it was more so that it's not like just like two guys. Obviously, I think that people who follow Richard Madden would be like, like, obviously, but I wouldn't normally be looking at paparazzi photos of Richard Madden, but it was like a perfect storm of all the things, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what got me looking. And then there was a lot of like, kind of, what's going on here? What's their deal?
Going on here?
Are they roommates? Are they pals? Why is he touching him? Very like, you know, chummy.
Their relationship is being covered breathlessly. So it's like, if they were just roommates, it wouldn't be covered like this. Or if people assumed that they were just roommates, it would not be covered like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people are trying to have it both ways, where it's like, no one wants to out this person who, as far as anyone knows, like, has not publicly said that they are not straight,
which like, and we are not trying to do either.
No, which we're not trying to do either.
I think we're just trying to talk about the press surrounding this like breathless reporting of these two existing in photos together in this way.
And we love when good-looking famous people may or may not be fucking, you know? Like, we just love it.
Or even just honestly hanging out. I don't give a shit whether they're fucking. I mean, I do, but like...
Lindsay likes it because they're buying weed together.
I love that they just went to the weed store together. It also made me feel a little bit like a pang of sadness because like going into the weed store on the weekend is like such a good activity. Like, it's part of your... If you live somewhere where weed is legal, it can be just like part of your life. And I miss that as like part of my life. I'm reading, you put in here the Just Jared, and it says, reports surfaced 1 month ago, wow, that Richard decided to move to LA and he is living with Brandon. I feel so weird about the, you know, it's funny, whether they're fucking or not, I do feel weird about the living together. Because that's like even more, I'm sorry, that's even more intimate and more like, of a risk kind of in a new relationship, friendship or not friendship, than romantic. Living together already, it's like the first I've even heard of these guys that know each other. The son is trying to say that, or the son is implying that Richard was, he's British, right? So he lives in London, or he lives in somewhere in England, and he was visiting Los Angeles and he met Brandon, and Brandon introduced him to his friends and they were hanging out and having a good time. And then he wanted to move to LA because Game of Thrones is ending. Isn't he on Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah, well, he was on the first season.
But he's British. He's doing British stuff.
Yeah, he's doing British stuff.
Okay, so whatever. So now he wants to move to LA and like do more LA things. And Brandon has introduced him to friends, and he offered him to stay in his home while Richard sets up meetings and like tries Hollywood. That's what they're spinning this as. Like, unclear what the other things happening are. But that doesn't make no sense. That makes a little sense.
It makes a little sense.
It's the unavoidable truth is that the last time we literally heard from Brandon Flynn, and maybe the first time anyone ever heard of him at all, he was with Sam Smith, and that was a huge deal. He was
with Sam Smith, and they were like sucking face, literally sucking face in like Union Square.
So it's hard to like disassociate that as being the last tabloid things that we cared about with this person, and now there's new ones, and so I understand, like, it makes sense that we would be like, You know, and they are like, they're not just walking side by side. Like, Richard's got his hand around Brandon's neck in a very, like, chummy, a very chummy way.
It's very affectionate. Yeah. It's like.
It's cute.
It's cute. I think that's the whole thing about it. Like, whether or not they are doing whatever they might be doing, it's cute. They are cute.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, like, very overwhelming to some people, present company included. It's just like, oh, my God. I hope they're fucking, but also, like, I hope they're just cuddling. Cuddling on the couch, watching Netflix, talking about girls. I don't know.
I mean, if they want to have sex, that's great, too. But I like the idea of, like, him helping Richard, like, find his way in Hollywood. Like, I'm like, okay, like, cool, you know?
But I also think one of the other reasons that people are really, really obsessed with this is that, number one, he is... one of the people who's sort of rumored to be in the running to be the next James Bond. And people are like, oh my God, what if we have like a queer James Bond? That's exciting. And it is. It's cool. What if they write that into the new James Bond? Like James Bond should be fucking everyone, you know? Like, James Bond of all people should be like pansexual as a character. And the other thing is that like the bodyguard just had a huge moment, and
the bodyguard
was very like straight culture too, you know? Like, bodyguard was this like ladies loved Richard Madden.
Richard
guys
Madden
loved
had
Richard
no
Madden.
If you were like, is Richard Madden gay or bi or queer, I would be like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know, but everyone wants to fuck him,
right?
So
like,
I think it's just like,
he's hot, but like, I don't know,
it's sort of answering these questions or fulfilling these fantasies in a very blatant way. And I don't know. And again, these photos don't get taken accidentally. No paparazzi is just out here trying to find photos of Richard Madden suddenly, you know? Am I being cynical? Someone was contacted that Richard Madden and Brandon Flynn are going to be out and about touching each other gently on the side of the cheek.
I mean, we're dragging this on. We are dragging this to hell, I would say, a little bit more than we maybe should be in terms of this conversation. Yeah. But hey, you can take your own... I really feel uncomfortable saying anything definitive. I'm just reading what the sources are saying. And you're right. It's a little bit sus that there's kind of this over-explanation, this over-talking, this wordiness that I'm doing right now also about what we're talking about here.
And I don't even think that that necessarily means that that one, that Richard is going to come out as queer at some point. I just think it means that we are being played, that people want us as in like people broadly, culture broadly, to be talking about Richard Madden. And guess what? We are. Like, that was a good way of getting people to talk about Richard Madden, whether or not he and Brandon Flynn are anything more than
roommates.
Maybe
they said to Richard, like, any press is good press. I mean, like, this is fun. Like, we should just try it. Hey, he's new in Hollywood and he might be bisexual.
And it worked. Well, honestly, Lindsay, maybe the only reason that they were being all close and buddy-buddy to each other is that one of them smelled really good and the other one just wanted to lean in for a better whiff.
Wow, are you trying to segue into a Scentbird ad right now?
I think that's exactly what I'm doing. Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, you smell amazing? What perfume are you wearing? What cologne are you wearing?
Well, I've never had that until recently when I started wearing actual Scentbird perfume or like any type of scent at all.
I know. When Scentbird contacted us and they were like, pick some colognes and pick some perfumes you want to wear, I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So I just picked a few samples. And every once in a while, I'll wear them. And generally, when I do, someone's like, oh, what's that? That smells good.
That's nice.
What are you
wearing?
That's
nice. Did they cup your neck like Richard Madden does?
No, I wish.
Brandon Flynn or the other
one. I wish. Next time I'm out and about in LA, I'm going to like douse myself in one of my Scentbird scents. Maybe my Tom Ford, just hoping that Richard Madden will touch my neck and be like, oh, hello. Hey, mom, what's his thing? He says mom in Bodyguard.
I don't know. Can I read this copy now, please?
Yeah.
Scentbird,
read the copy points.
Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. It's a way for you to discover new perfumes, new colognes without buying an entire bottle. There's more than 450 designer brands for you to choose from, like Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Cartier, Glossier, Gucci, Calvin Klein, and more. You can try the brands that you want. Choose the perfume you want to try and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, enough to apply more than 4 times a day for a month. And whatever scent you're looking for, you can sort through, find your favorite fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more.
And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/who, WHO, and use our code WHO for 50% off your first month. That is scentbird.com/WHO for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50.
Hey, Lindsay, Bobby. It's Andrea. Long time. So I'm reading on Delisted about some guy named Logan Marshall Green and his wife, Diane Gaeta. He looks like discount Tom Hardy, and she looks like a really busted Meghan Markle. I've literally never heard of either of them, but apparently she called him out on Instagram for cheating on her with some ballerina named Sarah Hay, and just like she totally reamed him out on Instagram. And I'm interested in this, but I have no idea who any of these people are. And apparently this guy's wife, Diane, who posted the Instagram, has 2 children with him, and he adopted the older child when her ex named, I don't even know what his name is, her ex killed his landlord and then himself. His name is Johnny Lewis. This entire thing is just a complete mess, and I've never heard of any of it, so if you could please discuss, I would really appreciate it. Okay, thanks. Good form, Bella Thorne.
This is a crazy story.
Well, it started as a funny story. Then whenever you look into it, it becomes a dark story, as this caller suggested.
Basically,
what do we start with?
Instagram? Logan Marshall Green, you're right, is an actor who, I feel like, would you call him a busted Tom Hardy? He kind of does look like Tom Hardy. He doesn't, not busted, I guess, just a Tom Hardy lookalike. He was originally famous because of the OC, which is funny. The Daily Mail calls him the OC star, which is like kind of rude, but it is the most, I guess, notable,
it's fair,
popular thing that he's done. But most recently, he was in that film that I think not a lot of people saw, but everyone really liked, called Upgrade, that was like a really kind of fucked up, scary sci-fi film. And he was also in Prometheus. He's been in like various things. He's generally well respected. I feel like he gets good gigs for the most part.
Okay.
Does plays and stuff. But he was what you say guy in the OC.
Oh, he gets shot.
He gets shot. He gets shot at what you say.
What you say.
He played what's his face's brother, and he had like a brief affair with Misha Barton's character, if I remember correctly. I think.
Hey,
but
hey, Hey.
I remember what you say.
Okay.
Just say. You can double check that. But and then his wife is this woman named Diane Gaeta, who's also a actress. And literally, what has she been in? I honestly
know. No, like nothing interesting.
Yeah.
But fully nothing.
Like various acting things. She posted on Instagram literally this week. What was weird is that she posted like the text and then also the image of the text.
It's really funny.
And she wrote, I filed for divorce today from at ELEMGY, her husband, her now ex-husband.
It was Logan Marshall Green.
Because people aren't always what they seem. And to every woman out there, always trust your gut. And beware of faux women champion like Sarah Hay Official. Because those girls don't care about sleeping with a married father of two. Peace and love. Thanks for letting me share. So Sarah Hay Official.
And she tagged, she tagged those people in the photo and in the caption. I just love all the tagging that she did.
The tagging is so funny. Wild. Because on her follow-up to that, she also hashtagged. So this one she wrote. And it was confusing because at first when I saw this, I'd heard of Sarah Hay because I watched Flesh and Bone, which was that very brief Starz show about ballerinas.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a ballet dancer, but she also does acting and stuff like that.
And she's then, a ballet teacher as well.
So she wrote, okay, so she followed this up by writing, just to clarify why I put them on blast. She was a teacher at our daughter's ballet school. He'd been taking our daughter to ballet as daddy-daughter time for months. Our daughter cried when she saw Sarah because he'd already introduced them, and our nine-year-old felt involved. As a parent, you don't fuck around at your kids' activities, and that's why I dragged them. The ballet school has since fired her. It's done. Which is like, ugh. And then she hashtagged lowlife, Logan Marshall Green, telling lies, thank you next, cheater, cheating, cheats with multiple women. That's a huge bummer to know those details. I like genuinely don't want to know, but you know, she's putting it all out there and she's pissed. She's pissed.
Did you see the Instagram that immediately followed her being like all the hashtags?
Yeah.
About where it says it's just her in a bathing suit and it says, spring break is coming. Get your swim on with Zahara Swim and use my code DMarshallG25 for a 25% discount. They actually have some beautiful suits that are half the cost of price of your brand.
Honey, after here's what you've been that, through, wait, I am.
Here's hoping that sunshine really can cure the blues. Cheers, fam. Oh. Hashtag single Latina. Oh my God.
She's working single. It. She's doing that integrated marketing that we're so good at on this podcast.
She's so good at
but
it.
You mentioned this, the kind of darkness, aside from, this whole thing is pretty dark, but what's a little bit interesting is Bobby didn't remember this because I brought it up to him before, but her ex-boyfriend was this guy, Johnny Lewis, who was also on the OC. He played Chili, that like kind of like stonery chill character. He was like the friend, Chili. Mm-hmm. I got to rewatch the OC. Like, I'm really having fond memories.
It's all on Hulu.
I know. But what happened with Johnny Lewis is so, so, so sad. What ended up happening was he was living in kind of like a sober housing situation with this woman who basically was like, she lets actors live in her house. I don't know. Just confused. It's a little bit confusing, but there's this really long, long form LA magazine article kind of about the whole story. And basically what happened was something happened to his state of mind and he killed his landlord and then climbed up on the roof and I guess fell off or something and he died. And this article, everyone kind of assumed it was drugs because he'd had issues with drugs before, but there was nothing in his system. And this article kind of tells the full story where basically a few years back he'd gotten to this accident that kind of like fucked up his brain and he'd been not the same since. And so he'd been trying to get back to this point where before the accident, but there was just something not chemically right, like something that he had basically had like brain damage that would like send him into these kind of like fits and like out of control. But it's really, really sad. But like fun fact about him, his family was Scientologists. He was super, super involved in that. And he also dated Katy Perry for a long time. And she wrote supposedly the songs The One That Got Away and Circle the Drain are both partially about him.
That's wild.
I know. So just like a lot of connections, a lot of Hollywood connections. But his story, I would say, is even more interesting and fucked up than this whole cheating thing, if you want to even go take a look at that. But the whole thing is kind of a mess, I guess.
Another
Lindsay and Bobby. I am currently watching a live unveiling of scientists' first captured image of a black hole, and it has me wondering, what are the who's and thems of space? Space, yes, space. And also, what's a light year? Okay, thanks. Good form, Bella Thorne.
And also, what's a light year?
And also, what's a light year?
To shadily throw in what's a light year is rude because this is not a science podcast and it's
I can answer
podcast.
What a light year is.
What's a light year?
I can't answer a light
year. It's the
light
time
year
that
is...
it takes the light to travel.
No, it's the distance light travels in a year.
Yeah, duh. A light year.
But, so congrats to...
The hole?
I guess the hole for finally getting its moment to shine.
Literally. It sucks
in
all light.
Congrats to the hole for being camera ready. The hole, like, got fully glam and got ready for its like, big debut.
The hole's been waiting so many years to, like, finally get, like, popped, essentially by...
The hole is one of...
45 telescopes or whatever had to come together to pop the hole.
The hole is maybe one of the few remaining thems in the universe that did not have a photo.
It's true. And I'm saying pop,
thems
like
are
paparazzi,
all,
like papped. You
thems
know,
are
not
photographed
like
to hell. And this hole, no one had a photo of this hole. It was just artists' interpretations of this hole.
I'm still confused
the
as
hole,
to how they took a photo of the hole. Like, I'm obsessed with the idea
look,
that it's
if
like
you
so
think you're
going to
get that answer on this podcast, you got another thing coming.
But did
the
you
hole
see
was,
the woman who... Like,
the woman!
The woman, her name is Kate Bauman. Katie Bauman. She, her entire work was trying to get a photo of the hole using multiple... Stop. Using.
She was like, listen,
listen
this
hole
is of them, and we got to get this hole photographed. And everyone was like... Girl, you're crazy. We cannot photograph the hole. And she was like, I guess we can. I bet we can. And she brought the community of scientists, a global community of scientists, together. She figured out this way. God, my description of this is going
to
be so
completely
messed up.
I know. I'm
up.
Waiting for you to...
She
I'm
figured
to
out this way.
She photographed that hole.
But she got a whole community of scientists together, and they took a photo of the hole using her idea.
Can
and
I read
took...
some of her TED? So I watched her full TED talk about taking pictures of the hole, and it's great.
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, great TED talk. She's great.
Okay.
Let me
there
read
are no good
you...
TED talks, so that's really surprising.
Let me read you part of her TED talk. She said, however, as you can imagine, building a single dish telescope the size... So basically, they discover that the only way to take a photo of this hole is to have a telescope the size of Earth. And she's like, well, can't do that, sweaty. So she goes, Bill, she says, but in the famous words of Mick Jagger, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
And by connecting telescopes from around the world, an international collaboration called the Event Horizon Telescope is creating a computational telescope the size of the Earth, capable of resolving structure on the scale of a black hole's event horizon.
Because all the telescopes create this illusion that's the size of the Earth. And then you point it at the fucking hole, and then you get a photo of the hole.
The hole, people were like, the hole's underwhelming. I thought the hole was very cool.
Are
I
you
the
kidding?
Was
I was like genuinely moved by the hole.
The hole? Did you read the stats where it's like, the hole is the size of our solar system?
Yeah, it's we're
and that,
that hole is gonna suck us in,
and that light is like light being like ripped apart and sucked into the hole.
Yeah, yeah.
What a mess.
The hole is where light goes to die.
Yeah, where everything goes to die.
Just shove me in that hole, please.
Really, honestly, the hole looks so comforting.
Please,
the hole looks so comforting.
We're making jokes, but I did find it genuinely comforting. It felt bigger than. It felt religious. In a way that felt kind of stabilizing. Is that weird? No, that's
yeah,
not weird.
No,
right?
It does. I mean, anytime you actually, like, we never think about space because we're always thinking about Rita Ora. But, like, if we took the time to actually consider space once in a while, I think we would all be a little more zen.
I mean,
you know?
I was watching, you know, we were watching the end of Passengers, and I was like, what could be more? What could be more?
Yeah.
Also, somebody was telling me about High Life, that new Robert Pattinson movie, and like what it involves.
It.
And
don't spoil it.
It just there's parts of it that just sound wild. Apparently,
I can't wait. To
apparently,
see it.
There's every body fluid is in this movie.
Ooh!
At some point, every body fluid,
everybody
floating
fluid.
Around
it.
In space.
But so this hole, it's very beautiful. It's magical. I feel like probably astronomers have maybe the lowest blood pressure. Like as a group, as a whole,
they're
like
always
lowest
looking
stress.
At these beautiful
always looking
holes.
At the stars, and they're like, wow, they always have perspective, you know.
I mean, but
they
it's
always
also
have
they have to be shot into space, like on a roller coaster, essentially. That like makes you
no,
want to die. So.
Astronomers, not astronauts.
Oh, you're saying because they're always
no, I
just
would never
looking.
Go into space.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, people are constantly looking up. you're looking up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this woman, Katie Bauman, total them.
Took a picture of the
hole. She's a them now. She's a them now.
Yeah.
She took a picture of the hole. We love her. How do we answer this question? What are the who's and them's of space?
Oh, my God. We didn't even answer the question.
But the problem is space is infinite. You know, at least Calabasas has like city limits, you know, so it's hard.
The thems are the planets. But then
Mercury,
also,
Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto, Neptune.
Some of the constellations, not all. Dippers, yeah, thems, everything else.
Ursa Major, Ursa Minor. You got the Orion. You got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be an insane... We can't go through everything in this space.
Orion, I think specifically because it was on Men in Black, definitely gets a them
this
status.
Black hole's a them.
Holes. This black hole. All black holes are thems. Just black holes as entities are thems.
Sure, sure.
Supernovas, thems.
Galaxies, thems.
Comets.
Okay,
comets,
but who
thems.
Are the who's then? Oh, you know who's are who's? The moons. All these planets, moons that I don't know. Who's?
Moons. Oh, all the moons are who's. Moons. Exactly. Planets are thems. Moons are who's.
I mean,
oh, all of them, even the ones that are like, people are like, oh no, but what about like Titan? That's the one I can name.
And like
still
most
a who.
Stars are who's, except for like the North Star, you know, and like Vega. But like, who are these other stars? Like Alpha Centauri, that's a them. But like, who's Wolf 359? Who's 61 Virginius? Who's Epsilon
who?
Indy? Who's
no, that's a who.
Who's Formalhaut? Also, you're giving them these terrible names. Vega, I can remember. I mean,
Vega. That's when Jodie Foster looks up and goes, Vega.
Yeah.
In Contact.
Yeah.
I mean, feel like
Sirius, that's a star. Did you know that? Didn't know that. Alpha Centauri, that's a star. Tau Cent. You're giving them names that are not memorable. Name them all like different, you know, older female celebrities, and then I'll remember every single one of them.
Yeah, like a Diane Keaton.
I mean, they're calling these stars prominent, but I'm here to argue that some star named, you know, 41G Arai is not notable.
A meteor, that's a them. Meteors, thems.
All of them?
Space junk, they're thems.
No.
We always talk about space junk.
No, space junk or who's.
Really?
Yeah.
Space junk is a who?
Name a space junk.
You don't have to name the space junk. It's all this one collective thing.
I'm just saying, I feel like they're who's. Bumping into stuff.
What about
junk.
The Van Allen? Is the Van Allen belt a who or a them?
That's a them.
That's a them? What about... is Pluto a who or a them? That's a question, because everyone's like, is it a planet? Is it not a planet? Blah, blah, blah. And if you call in and tell us definitively whether or not it is a planet or not a planet, I'm not going to play it. I do not care. I'm just saying. Wait, the argument exists.
Pluto is a them with who tendencies, because we all know about yes. Pluto,
yes.
But Pluto's
that's
like
who-y,
because it's like, are you or are you in or are you out? Like, what are you? Like, I shouldn't have to know about you.
Who is the themiest planet other than Earth?
Mars, bitch.
How about that?
Are you kidding? It's Mars, bitch. That's the one we always want to go to. We're trying to get there. Haven't you seen The Martian? Do you agree?
Mars, bitch. It's Mars, bitch.
I'm sorry.
I think that's fair.
It's Mars, bitch. And I would say after that, I don't know. It's the sun and the moon don't count, right?
No, the sun. The sun is just a star, but the sun is definitely a them.
I'm just saying, like, sun and moons are obviously thems to us. We see them
our
every day.
Moon is a them. You know? Our moon is a them.
We see the sun and the moon all the time, so they're thems. But I would say Mars
every
is,
other moon.
Mars is themiest, and then I would say the second themiest is Saturn because it has the ring. So everyone's like Saturn ring.
Jesus Christ!
Are you mad that I'm like, answering this question?
No, it's
seriously?
Sort of like it's sort of like you got all the Huffs. You know, you have all those Huff sisters.
Yo, I know.
Well, no, it's the Baldwins. Our moon is Alec Baldwin. All the other moons are the other Baldwin brothers.
Yeah, because, like, who are they? And where do
yeah,
they belong?
Yeah, who are
they?
Like, I don't know. I can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
I don't know where they live.
I can't
know where they
see
live.
These moons.
Like, I don't know where they live.
Comets.
Do you live around Neptune?
Some
do
comets are who? Some comets are thems. Halley's Comet, them. Comet Hale-Bopp, them.
Hale-Bopp, them, because, you know, Heaven's Gate.
But the rest of the comments, I don't
what
know.
What about
them.
The comet? What about the comet from Age of Adeline, the fictional comet? We can't even get into fictional celestial bodies.
Don't you
Let's
care.
I love the comment from Age of Adeline. It's a them in my heart. The last thing I want to say before we move on.
Please, don't.
Is that, did you see this? That the data from all the satellites, from all the telescopes that
yeah.
formed the black hole, that got the picture of the hole.
Yeah.
The data was processed in Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. Probably like at Harvard or something. MIT.
Or MIT.
Oh, MIT.
Or something. Probably MIT.
Yeah, Massachusetts. Represent.
I don't know either. Was it a Newton? Was it just at a Dunkin'?
No,
did they put up like an array of servers and stuff at a Dunkin'?
They just threw a bunch of munchkins into space and they floated. They were our new planets. All the space junk is actually just different Dunkin' Donuts products that have been shot into space by the MIT scientists.
Really quick, really quickly, this isn't going to be quick. Dunkin' Donuts has been insane lately. Have you been walking by your local Dunkin' Donuts?
They're selling half-price cold brew from 2 to 4. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, I did know that. But did you see the new flavors? There's a Peeps flavor.
Blueberry muffin or something.
Blueberry muffin?
Yeah, no, they're good.
Ugh.
What do you...
How do you have a blueberry muffin flavored coffee?
What do you mean? You squirt a blueberry into it.
Yeah, but that's just blueberry.
You don't understand. Bread, they have a limited amount of flavors on their palate. And
coffee
they just,
tastes like bread.
They just squirt the blueberry.
Yeah, I know, but then they should just call it blueberry.
See, you know, I was a hater of the flavors, but then I tried Girl Scout cookie latte, which was a thin mint latte, which is literally just a latte with like a little chocolate and like a little mint, and it was fucking delicious.
Oh,
and, you know, sometimes, do you put sugar in your coffee? You don't, right?
No.
Okay, but
I just put milk.
Some people put sugar in their coffee, but instead of sugar, just do like a little squirt of a flavor. Like, why not? I personally don't, but I think that I support you if you do.
Flavors.
And Dunkin' makes it easy for you to do that. No shame. Order that Peeps latte.
Dunkin' makes it easy. No okay, shame. Let's move on. Let's move on.
They
to
gave
the next
me a goal. Free dunk for my birthday. I got to go redeem it.
How do I get a free dunk?
You have to have a birthday.
Oh, I should sign up. I don't think I'm signed up for the thing.
Are you not part of Dunkin' Perks? DD Perks?
No. I'm not part of Dunkin' Perks. Stop. Okay, I'm going to play the next call.
DD Perks.
Okay, let's play a game of who or them. Let's start with...
Hi, Lindsay, Bobby. Is Gethy Sidibe a who or a them? Thanks, guys. Bye.
One, two, three. Them.
Them. For sure. Them. I think so at this point. Yeah. For sure.
So my question is, at this point in time, is Chelsea Handler a who or a them?
One, two, three, them.
Them. I feel like we've done this one.
Chelsea
before.
Handler?
Maybe. Maybe not. Whoa. I'm losing track. But yeah, I think, yeah, I think, I
she
think
just
she
released
is
another
them.
Book, right? She just released another
she's also
memoir.
She's just like generally very talked about and she's all like, I feel like she's like, a Howard Stern
she's like
character
top tier
now.
American comedians.
Yeah,
she
like,
is.
Truly, truly.
We know who she is. Like, our parents can name Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, I would think so.
Her new book is called Life Will Be the Death of Me.
Oof. Bleak.
Okay. And you too.
Oh, that's
remember her?
Accurate.
God, her book. I forgot how bad her book titles are. Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea.
That's weird.
Hi, Bobby and Lindsay. Is Spirit Airlines a who or a them?
One, two, three. Who?
Them with who tendencies.
You think it's a them?
Like everyone knows what Spirit is, but everyone's like, don't make me fly that airline. You know, like everyone dreads that Spirit will be like the one they have to fly. Don't you agree? Come on.
It has really specific roots though. So I feel like not everyone is exposed to Spirit. Maybe we are because Spirit flies to LaGuardia.
But Spirit kind of shadily flies a lot of places. And everyone's like, don't make me fly. Don't make me fly.
Don't make me fly.
Don't make me fly.
I mean, it's, yeah, I guess that's fair. It's a them with who tendencies. I accept that.
Don't you
just
agree?
Like you go to, I'm looking at their website. They have flights. Some of their flights are $30. It's like, I don't want to be on a plane that only costs $30. I'm sorry. That's a nightmare.
I do. I'm like, where? Where's it going?
But it's like, how are they? Planes are expensive.
No, I agree.
We should be spending more money to fix a plane.
I agree.
Remember when the Southwest airline window broke?
Stop.
They weren't spending the money to fix the window.
Stop bringing that. Don't let this.
It's scary.
Don't spiral.
Hey, guys. I have a question. Marfa, Texas. Is Marfa, Texas a who or a them?
One,
thanks.
Two, three.
Big
them?
Ass who. No, fucking big ass who. Yeah.
We're disagreeing a lot today.
Yeah. It's a who, man. It's a who. Think
it's
about
so
it.
It's so trendy, though.
Yeah,
it's
because
so
it's
trendy.
Like a hooey spot that, like, there really isn't anything to do in, but, like, everyone's like, you gotta go. But everyone's like, what's even there? And everyone's
everyone
like,
is like that, though. I feel like maybe 20 years ago it was a who, but I think now it's a them because it's like, it's one of those
you're
vacation
like, Tulum,
destinations.
Like, Tulum.
Like, Tulum.
Is a, I know. Like, Tulum.
It's
is
one of those
ruined,
vacation destinations like, that everyone knows now.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like Marfa is still kind of like, maybe it's a them with who tendencies. We'll say,
yeah, let's
we'll say
do
it's
that.
A them with who tendencies.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. The last one is all you.
Lindsay, is Elijah a who or a them?
One, two, three.
Them. Who? He's a them. Well, first of all, can you just tell this? Can you tell the story of what you texted me when you heard this call?
I said, Lindsay, because she's the caller specifically says Lindsay is Elijah. Who are them? So I was like, Lindsay, is this an inside joke? And she was like, it's Passover.
I was like, it's a Jewish reference. Bobby had no clue who Elijah was. Elijah,
so
Bobby.
Who is he?
Elijah's the ghost of Passover that comes and drinks the wine. He's the drunk ghost. Did you know about him?
I did not
him?
Know there was a drunk ghost that
so
drank wine.
Literally, during Passover, you're supposed to leave a cup of wine outside your door for Elijah, and he drinks the wine. It's like Santa Claus with the cookies, but Elijah likes to drink wine and gets drunk.
So you put
yeah.
you put the blood over your door.
Well, that
right?
So that's because God will pass over your house.
Yeah, that's what Passover is. But then you also leave wine for the drunk ghost.
The drunk ghost needs to be have his wine.
So why are all these things happening on the same time?
You know, honestly, Passover is just a really creepy, spooky holiday. It's the spookiest holiday. You should sit through a Seder one day. A real
so
long
like,
Seder.
But Passover is the thing where it's like, we're going to kill your firstborn unless you put the blood over your threshold, right?
Exactly.
And then it's like, but then they're like, as a gag, we're also going to send out our alcoholic ghost.
Yes. Also, please
what does
make
he
sure
do if
you
don't give him wine? Does he like break into your house and steal your wine?
I mean, I don't know. We've always given him wine. My family is always like, got to get Elijah the wine. And then I would like drink the wine. I would drink Elijah's wine.
Sorry. Is it like the thing where like when I was growing up and you leave like cookies and like carrots for Santa, but then like your parents would take a bite out of them? And
that's
you're
what
like,
I
look,
just...
Santa took a bite. But what I'm saying is when you wake up, is the wine gone? And then your parents are like, looks like Elijah drank the wine.
Well, looks like Lindsay drank the wine. Lindsay drank Elijah's wine.
Lindsay, did you drink Elijah's wine?
It's just funny because it's just like, it's a, Passover is like a very bleak holiday. Passover is a little bit of a bleak holiday because the stories are so like dark. So you're kind of just like, you're like, haha, like locust plague. And you're like, haha, like all the Jews being like forced out of Egypt or whatever. And they were slaves, blah, blah. But then you have like, also don't forget to give the drunk ghost some wine.
Why is he drunk?
He loves wine. I don't know. I'm just saying he's drunk because he drinks everyone's wine.
What was he before he was a ghost?
A man.
Okay.
That you're hitting the end of my Jewish knowledge.
Okay, we're done here. Thank you for listening to Who's There, the weekly call-in show. As always, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Call in 619 Who Them if you have any questions, comments, concerns. Comments about Elijah the ghost, the drunk ghost. I'd love to know more about him because Lindsay didn't seem to know much.
Don't call about Elijah the drunk ghost. I'm going. I don't need to hear that.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. And buy tickets to our final shows of our tour in Nashville, Boston, D.C. at whoweekly.us/live. And we will see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Bye, everyone.
Tuesday, bye.
Yo,
yeah,
yeah, they want to know.
Hey.
Mia.
Hey.
Mia.
Come on, come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.
Hey, you guys haven't done a caller you're doing amazing, sweetie, in a long time. So can I be it?